Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about life satisfaction. And I had my other video that I posted just a couple of videos ago about why being single is awesome and why it's the best. And oftentimes we, you know, we talk and we talk about why people become unhappy and why the divorce rate's so high and why all these other statistics that, or these other stories that show people are just unhappy. And a lot of times we'll get people that come on here on my channel or on any of the other, you know, guys going their own way stuff. And they say, man, that's just you. You've been hurt, who hurt you. Well, this is a study that came out and it's about happiness and life satisfaction. And this is our world in data. And this is a revision. They just had something that come out from 2017. It's a new revision. But I guess this is a pretty large statistical poll. I'll try to put up some numbers here. I don't have them right in front of me, but this was self-reported life satisfaction. And they go through and they show kind of a map of how everybody reports themselves as how happy they are. But there was an interesting interesting graph on here that caught my attention. And it's called the effect of life events on life satisfaction. And in each individual plot, red lines mark you know, corresponding point at any given time, and so on and so forth. But let's look at the stats on here because I want you guys to see this. So they ask people, how happy are you before an event happens and then as it happens and then after it happens? So they might ask somebody, how happy are you? Rate it from, you know, 1 to 10 or whatever, and they put out a number. And the next year, they'll do it again, and the next year, they'll do it again. And then, you know, they might become unemployed and they'll get asked again. And then a year after they're on. So they ask these over the course of multiple years and they plotted a graph on this. And this really caught my attention because I find it fascinating. Let's just look at the graph and we'll take a look here. So when they ask women, we're not going to focus so much on unemployment. I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of a given. Same thing with layoff. I mean, people are usually, you know, not happy about being laid off. But what I want to focus on is on the women's side for marriage, okay? And that's going to be the upper right graph here. If you look at it, you know, 4 years before marriage, they're a little less than average happiness. And then it starts going up, and it peaks when the year that they're married. And then if you notice, it goes right back down to as happy as they were before, which is just average. And as a matter of fact, on the fifth year after marriage, they're unhappier than average. Go over to the guy's side. For the 4 years or 5 years beforehand, they're happier. And then after marriage, 4 or 5 years after, they're back down to average again, right? And in many cases, if you look at the guy's side specifically, they were happier the 5 years leading up to marriage than they were the 5 years after marriage. Now, maybe that's when they had a girlfriend and things were going really well. But it tells you what happens as soon as you say, I do. You don't. It's not any good anymore, right? So it's almost better to keep that short term or even longish term, but don't get married. Because, you know, when you're in a relationship, and things are good, for example, like I'll use just a quick example from my life. I'm now a little bit overweight, not lots. I should weigh about 145. I think I'm around 170. So I'm about 25 pounds overweight, a little more than I want to be. When I was in a relationship and things were going well, we were both active. If I put on a couple of pounds, she'd tease me about it, vice versa. You know, we kind of kept each other in check a little bit. If I got attitude or she got attitude, you put it in check. And if the other person says, this is the way I'm going to be, and if you don't like it, it's over, then you just end things, right? You just say, well, you're not the person that I fell for anymore. But once you get married, you can take all that for granted. You don't have to keep the other person happy with you. They're there. They're kind of trapped in many ways. So when after you get married, if your spouse or you gain 10 pounds or 20 pounds or 30 pounds or 50 pounds and the everything that the activity in the bedroom chamber goes away, there's nothing you can do about that. You're now trapped. There's nothing holding anybody accountable. But when you're single and you're not married, they're held accountable. Because then, or not single and not married, I should say in a relationship and not married, they're held accountable because if they start acting the fool, you just walk away or they walk away, right? So you can see here, once you kind of say I do and everything's assumed and no one really has to try anymore, things go south. they go south hard. And everybody's less happy after marriage than they were beforehand. Now let's look at divorce, right? So the 4 years, 5 years leading up to divorce, both the women and the men are actually more unhappy leading up to the 5 years before, but both of them are happy, unhappy. And then the year of their divorce, they're both back to average again. And then the men are immediately happy for the next 5 years. And the women slowly get there. It takes them 2-3 years, but they get, eventually they're happier after the divorce. What about widowed? Well, you can see both lines, man, going up when your spouse is sick, they're not doing too well. The year that they die, that's a bad year. But both bounce back. It takes the guys a little bit longer to bounce back than the women, but both bounce back. In many cases, if you look at it, they're happier than they were when they were married. They're happier now that their spouse is gone, right? Look at birth of a child. Same thing. It's excitement right up to it. We're planning it. We have one. And then both are unhappy. And this goes 5 years after. So this is when the child's 5 years old. It's out of diapers. It's out of the young stages. What's this all mean? You know, when I was growing up, and many of us were growing up, we're often told, hey, you know, grow up, go to college, or get a good paying job, find that special somebody, get married, have kids, grow old together. No one's happy after that happens anymore. Everybody likes being single. Everybody likes not being married, not having kids. And you can say, hey, that's what I want. You know, I've seen some posts by some younger guys saying, man, I still want a family. I still want to have kids someday. Well, this is kind of the average of everyone. I mean, this is a world poll. And it shows that everyone's just really not that happy. And it's not quite what they thought it would be. So is it any wonder that, you know, people are kind of saying no, and maybe it's not a bad thing. You know, a lot of us say, well, I wish things were kind of traditional and things were the way they were so I could have a kind of an old school marriage and have my kids and have the family and have things the way that I wanted them to be. Well, that dream's kind of dead, and statistics show it. I love statistics because it's not my opinion. It's not your opinion. It's not someone else's opinion. It's everybody's opinion. I mean, this is a pretty large subset of people. And so it just goes to show you that marriage and having children is just not what it's cracked up to be. And everybody's happier after the divorce, including, I mean, both, you know, one side or the other has to initiate it. And even if it was 50-50, 50% of the women, 50% of the men initiating it, which we know is statistically not right, it's about 70-30. But both sides are happier once they're divorced. So as far as I can tell, there's absolutely no reason to not only get married or have children, but it's better to, you know, it's better to just do your own thing. Statistics say so. Guys, I'm going to keep this one short today. I do have a new channel. It's called The Unknown Adventure. It's about my bus. It's about my travel to Peru is the only video I have up right now. But I've got that link down in the video description. If you would, please go down and check out that channel. With 100 subscribers, I get my own custom URL, which will be like / The Unknown Adventure, which is awesome. If I get 1,000 subscribers and I get 4,000 hours of videos watched over there, I might be able to monetize. So even though I can't monetize on this channel, I might be able to on the other one. And that may draw in some other types of people that aren't necessarily into the bachelor life, but that are just into travel. So that may be able to help me out in the long run. If you'd still like to donate, obviously that would still be a huge help. Anything that you can send my way is muchly appreciated. You can find that little icon right over here. But go check out my new channel. If you'll subscribe and watch a little bit of it, I'd love your opinions, because this kind of stuff is easy. Well, not easy, but it's something that I'm passionate about. The travel I'm passionate about, but this is a year and change after I did my travels, and I'm having to go through and do a lot of editing and putting it together. And I think I sound a little tired, a little meh on the video. So if you would, give them a listen and leave me your opinions. Let me know what you think, and if you'd like them to be a little funnier, a little more exciting, just whatever your thoughts are, I'd really appreciate it, because I'd really like to get that channel up and going for the masses. So that's going to be all there is for me. I am Joker. This is Better Bachelor. We'll talk to you guys soon. ¶¶